This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Do the electoral math and you'll see right away, neither John McCain nor Barack Obama can win in November without the help of rural voters. They make up 20% of the electorate and they hold the key to a number of must-win states, especially in the South.
David Mudcat Saunders is a Democratic strategist. He's helped governors, senators, and presidential candidates, most notably John Edwards, appeal to rural voters in the South. And Mudcat, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Madeline.
Now, I know you're not on the Obama campaign payroll as a consultant or a strategist, but what advice would you offer him for reaching out to Southern rural voters?
Well, I was involved in 1989 with Doug Wilder's race in Virginia, and he became the first African-American to be elected governor. You know, I watched how Doug did it. And this idea that we're a bunch of, conehead, sheet-wearing people down here and, we hate blacks and would never vote for a black is the farthest thing in the world from the truth. You've got to carry the rural areas in Appalachian states. And I think if you look at an electoral map and look at it closely, what you see is that the cities, inner cities vote pretty much all Democratic. The suburbs are controlled by the Republicans, and the exurbs are leaning Republican. But if you get out in rural America, that's where your swing vote is. And Mike Murphy, who's from out there your way, Los Angeles, a guy I respect and like, a Republican. He put it clean one time, speaking of Russert, God bless him, what a good guy. He said, the Democrats go after class, and the Republicans go after culture, and that's true. And it's like I've always said, if you're Bubba, whether you load the truck or own the trucking company, you're going to vote your culture. You're going to want to keep your gun. And the one thing that Barack Obama's got to do is he's got to be sensitive to the culture. And I think he can do very well.
But do people see him as an elitist, as a northerner, as an outsider, someone who doesn't get their culture?
Well, no. When we think of elitism, we think more Boston, more New York, and unfortunately, L.A. And I know people in L.A. shouldn't be stereotyped any more than we're stereotyped out here in the hills of Southwest Virginia. But, there are stereotypes, and they do exist. Now, I think Obama, all he needs to do is to get down here and let us see who he is. And the one thing that you never hear people talking about is that white people love black culture. If you look throughout the culture of the South, go down the beaches and go into some of those clubs in Myrtle Beach and down the coast of, North Carolina and Georgia and Virginia. You go in there, all they're playing is beach, blues, and soul music. That's all they're playing. We have an affinity. But I think his faith shows through. And I'm not into all this change and hope and faith stuff. I mean, we've heard about change in the Appalachian Mountains since the dawn of time. I mean, we're all changed out. But I think that his faith comes through. And that in itself is enough to what I call the web strategy of realizing that in the web coalition where inner city blacks and rural white people realize that their problems are a mirror image of each other. I mean, in the inner cities, they have problems now with educational infrastructure. So do we. They have problems with economic development, with lack of opportunities for their kids. And I mean, in inner city America and in rural America, the American dream is dead for our children, and they've got to move.
So you don't think he's going to write off the South? Because I'm looking at some poll numbers, and they don't look good. I mean, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Kentucky, and on. These polls all show McCain leading, and some of them by double digits.
I don't care what the polls say. Between now and November, I believe Barack Obama can win West Virginia. He's not introduced himself to West Virginia, and these numbers are so deceiving because people sit over in West Virginia and Kentucky and read the newspaper how he wasn't going to compete in those states and, saw the take on it that the media put out that these states were too racist and it was no sense in Barack Obama to go there. Naturally. I mean, if you're out in California and somebody says they're not coming to California because you guys are too elitist to vote for him, y'all are going to say, go to hell and not vote for him. And that's what happened to Barack Obama. West Virginia, with the right Democratic message, is takeable. I mean, Jay Rockefeller and Robert Byrd have sat over there forever, as you're well aware, both Democrats. But Barack Obama has just got to get out here. That's what he's got to do.
We saw in polling data, exit polling data after some of the primaries, that race was a factor in people choosing not to vote for Barack Obama. How big a factor can that be?
It was also a factor in people voting for Barack Obama.
Did it cancel each other out?
I would think not. I would think not in certain areas. But as far as voting against Barack Obama, Barack Obama got a big lead over Hillary Clinton. And I never could understand this. In fact, I'd scratch my head over it. I mean, who would have thought that 18 months ago that Hillary Clinton could redefine herself as pro-gun and anti-trade? That's pretty ridiculous stuff, but that's what happened.
So, Mudcat, do you think he needs to go out and do some, you know, photo ops, carrying a gun, drinking a shot of whiskey or whatever, things that happened during the primary campaign? Does he need to do that?
Absolutely not. Listen, it's like I said, if you look at the South, we like the black culture. Now, I'll tell you what he could do. He could come down here to Southwest Virginia, down here to my hometown of Roanoke, and he could bring his culture with him. Come down from Chicago, bring Matt Guitar Murphy and do Sweet Home Chicago, and you'd see people go completely nuts. He just has to show an appreciation and acceptance of our culture and who we are as a people, and I can promise you that it will yield results.
Mudcat, thank you.
I'm glad to do it, Madeline, anytime.
David Mudcat Saunders, he's a Democratic strategist based in Roanoke, Virginia.
What about Senator John McCain? What does he need to do in southern states to make people go completely nuts? Tomorrow, we'll put that question to Republican political consultant Bill Greener. He says for McCain to win, he has to look to voters living outside of America's big cities.
I think that across the board, rural voters are likely to be the constituency that decides the outcome of the upcoming election in 2000 and in 2004, the ability of the Republicans and President Bush in particular to run up margins there constituted the basis of victory.
You'll hear more from Bill Greener on tomorrow's program.